July 1, I think.
I mean, do you know who's prosecuting, you know, for your small cities? Do they contract with you at the county? Is that what they're doing?
There's a mix.
Yeah.
My guys do it as site contracts, by and large.
Okay, okay. So independent contractors?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's...
I mean, it's out there. It's just, we need somebody that has time, that can, you know, follow through, collect the data, and make sure that it's accurate. And so we've got some good starting points. And we, like I said, we've got a couple $1,000s I think we could just hire. We're going to hire just somebody part-time to do the work. Because once we have the list, then it's relatively easy just to verify it every year, which is what we have to do, is just confirm it every year.
Then we'll move on to the training committee report.
Who wants to report, training committee?
Yeah, Steve's
like... Ed, do you want to tell us about Train the Trainer? What did you think?
It was a great experience, phenomenal training. The staff did great. I took the opportunity, there were three out-of-state instructors who attended, you know, that presented, that were instructing, and I asked each one of them, you know, what's the level of the service we provide versus other states around the country? And uniformly, they all said that we're close to the top. So Bob and the gang do a tremendous job. You know, it's an elite organization, and I think we all know that. So I was very glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see in the notes who attended. We acquiesced to Darcy, you know, her request that we train some of our civil presenters, which, I mean, we needed to be doing anyway. And actually, in a perfect world, we would do more Train the Trainers throughout the year, you know, for Marlisa's faculty for the sex assault, you know, bring in those officers and forensic folks and do a Train the Trainer for them and do one for the civil folks. But this year, we had three that were able to come, and so that was good to get them involved. What did Darcy say about it? Did she talk to you about it?
She thought very highly of it, and we did a ledger update within the office last week, and she used some of the technique that she learned.
Yeah, so.
I recognized them from when I did.
So it was good, and so as we explained earlier, one of the reasons to bring in our out-of-state is we're just really low on, you know, people that have been through Train the Trainer to be trainers at Train the Trainer. And it's just nice to bring in, you know, some outside perspective, is each one of them just had some really tremendous strengths.
Two of them wrote the curriculum.
That's the other advantage to that. And it was cool to see how Joanne, she's with NDAA, but she's their National Traffic Safety.
Traffic Law Center.
Law Center. She doesn't use PowerPoint. You know, so often we get married to PowerPoint. And she wasn't afraid. I mean, that's just her style, isn't it, Tyson? That's the first time I've ever seen her present. But it was just a good reminder that you don't have to do high-tech gadgets all the time. I mean, it has its place. But anyway. And on here, we train Mason Care. I think we should send him a bill, because he's quit Layton City. He's going back to private practice. So yeah. Mason got trained, and now he's leaving us.
He didn't know at the time when he was there. He didn't know. But
yeah.
The firm that he's going to has been after him for about 5 months. Mm. Yeah.
So he's now the trainer for UACDL?
Yeah.
He didn't scare mine back.
That's good. Prosecution.
Good.
And he loved it. I loved watching him. I tried to warn him that it wasn't your typical CLE where you just go.
Yeah. Right, you're engaged.
Like,
you
have homework and stuff.
That was a lot of work.
But he had a great time. So
yeah,
great reviews.
Good.
It was fun having him there.
Let's see, spring conference obviously tomorrow and the next 2 days. Regional legislative updates. Unless you have any questions about spring conference, it's all set to go.
Registration is at $275. Half and half in person.
Yeah.
Other half remote. So.
And we're having chicken fajitas, right?
We are having fajitas. So get over it.
Yes. The universe is right again. Holy cow.
$265. How is that compared to the last few years that we've had for lunch?
Numbers. Or food.
So the lunch. I know these are going to be the best fajitas I've had for years.
Oh, yeah, for years. Slightly lower, but just a titch. Not bad. After coming out of the pandemic and everything, I think the numbers are really good. And some of the people that were originally registered for in-person, some things have come up. You know, I've had some changes in attendance. So it was kind of more in-person, but now it's, when you're getting down to the wire, maybe it's just schedules. Some people are saying they're sick or got a lot of kids at home, just, you know, different reasons.
Did we have to tell you when we registered what we were?
I think we asked. Didn't we ask if you were going to be in person or online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
But you're not locked into it.
I don't know what I did.
Do you want to know?
If it's in person, he wants to change to online.
Yeah.
No, Will's talking with you here.
You can go from online to in person, but not in person to online.
Let me see. I was going to say, Jeff, you've got to be there because...
That's on Friday, yeah.
Yeah, Friday.
So. You're a speaker, so...
Can I do it online?
No. You're in person, Jeff.
Oh, Jesus, all right.
So, it should be really good. Tomorrow morning, we've got Rabbi Zippel and Donna Kelly that are going to come and speak. And just by way of information, Rabbi Zippel has become kind of a national superstar, so to speak, in this area. He's, you know, was a victim of child sex abuse. And at our national conference, you know, we always are trading ideas on who good speakers are. And so I threw Rabbi's name out, and he's probably now been to half a dozen states around the country sharing his message. And I keep getting texts and email messages saying, Rabbi's speaking, you could hear a pin drop. Oh my gosh, he's awesome. So, you know, we'll be really fortunate to have him speak to us tomorrow.
He has a very dynamic, direct delivery. I mean, he's just awesome to listen to. Not just his experience, but his delivery of it. He's quite phenomenal.
Right.
I think we brought him on at UPAA. I think UPAA is who got, yay.
Right. And then let's see. We're ending tomorrow afternoon. Or Friday afternoon. I'm hoping people will stay. It's the restitution primer. As I sent out an email a couple of weeks ago, so if anybody had any questions on restitution, and actually there were quite a few responses. And so Will Haynes and Lana Taylor have incorporated all of those, and so they're going to give us that restitution primer. So. Hopefully that will be good. And then during the lunch presentation we can get to the award, I guess I might as well talk about it now, is that's when we'll present Steve Garside with the Steve Garside Service Award. We'll make that presentation. Appreciate everybody chiming in and being part of that conversation. Steve is embarrassed. He still says he doesn't want to come and receive it. He says he doesn't do it for the recognition, doesn't do the service. And you know, you can see in the materials, you know, the kind of the description that we'll give, but the award should be arriving this afternoon. He's bringing some family. And so what we'll do is we'll have people get lunch, sit down, let them eat for a few minutes, and then we'll do the presentation, followed by the luncheon presentation, Anita Dixon. And Marilyn, what do you want to tell us about Anita?
Dickinson,
yeah.
She's a former prosecutor, now a defense attorney, but she is into very much mindfulness. And she's taken a lot of certifications and studied a lot of things and is going to bring this to the group from a prosecutor's perspective, you know, to benefit prosecutors and how mindfulness can be really enriching and beneficial in your professional and personal life. So.
Yeah.
She'll have some really good tools to share.
Good, okay. And Will, Tyson, and Marlise, did you guys get the finally, the table of contents summaries?
We're presenting?
Yeah.
When is this?
I know exactly.
That's outside my 24
Friday.
Hours, so I haven't looked at
Friday.
Oh, that's 2 days away. We can prepare something to
eat. Yeah. Yeah.
I got it. I'll look at it eventually.
Yeah, so for the rest of you, normally the summaries would have been up online a week ago, but we had some formatting issues, and so finally got it back yesterday afternoon, and so we'll get that. I need to get that to you, Ron, so we can get it posted.
Did you use WordPerfect?
I did not. I used shitty Word.
That's because you only use WordPerfect in the office, and so your Word skills are limited.
Hey, you know,
I just got a response back. Yes, we are e-filing through e-prosecutor. There are some bumps here and there, uh-huh. And so we have Exchange as the backup, but yes, we do have
yes. So. Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, Marlies, to that point.
I tackle them all the time about WordPerfect.
Yeah, when I can't look at the reveal codes and see where the fire trucking tabs are, is that's the thing that was killing me, is I would tab things over and it would totally foobar, and I was in my head saying, anyway, yeah, I was not.
You can tell we've been working on this
it was dead.
Very recently.
No, we, Marilyn and I buy a license every year.
I thought you had to be
17
years old to buy that.
Didn't
they have an age requirement?
You do.
But see, this is why I heckle you about it.
Bob and I are the last holdout. We won't give up.
Marilyn will send me stuff.
When the title of something has to say perfect in it, you know there's something wrong with it.
We can't even all agree on word. There's no way we're going to have a universal.
I think BYU should
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it was, anyway.
Thank you, that's a good one.
do you guys want to talk about legislative updates and let these guys know when you're going to be in their jurisdictions or what the plan is?
Well, Tyson and I looked at our schedule last year after doing our schedule, and sometimes we'll spread it out, and sometimes we'll condense it, and we decided this year that we would just condense it and just basically, you know, what did you call it, hell month, May hell month? Anyway.
Our month of hell?
Our month of hell for May. So we are just going to condense it and just knock it out. Just doing the road trip, delivering it. We've sent notification out to multiple places. And Bob's going to take the last week because I'll be headed to a conference. But it's coming. So remind your areas, your county. So Davis County is different. We are going to be at the Layton Council Chambers. Instead of the Davis County Sheriff's Office, so it'll be at Layton Council Chambers. Salt Lake is different. We have never done Salt Lake County, or maybe it was way before our time. We are doing that at
Sandy.
So that'll be available. And Weber County, we have not done or stopped doing for whatever reason, and we will be doing that at Ogden Police Department in the EOS, their training room. So just trying to add areas that there probably are needs that at some point or another was taking care of their own, but through time, you know, maybe there's additional need conflict. So if you couldn't go to whatever Salt Lake County was doing, now you have a second option, or Weber County. I'm not sure that maybe Weber did their own. I don't know, but we just felt like we needed to add that. We'll see what the response is as far as attendance. But we just want to make sure every corner of the state was covered. San Juan still does their own. Is it San Juan? They still do their own.
However,
they verified with them.
Actually, we may want to double check with them because San Juan County Attorney has resigned.
Yeah. Oh.
Alex Goble is now the interim county attorney.
The temporary.
Okay.
Really?
And Alex may still go ahead and, you know, do the training because they've done it in the past. But with that shift in responsibility, maybe
we'll add it.
I don't like Alex enough to do it for them.
That's my thought.
I would have done it. I would have done it for Kendall, but not for Alex.
No.
Alex is my old buddy from Salt Lake City. I can razz him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll be on the road.
And have we contacted the
we've provided a personal invitation to one particular county.
Oh, yes, and he received a...
That requires a personal invitation.
His own notice and everything.
Yeah, okay, we've taken care of that.
And I talked to him.
Okay.
So if you haven't got your brochure, it's on the website, or if you want your very own, I'll send it to you.
And we have counties where the prosecutors will attend, so please feel free to attend. It is helpful because not all the bills will we speak to as far as legal advice, of course. We'll say, you need to talk to your county attorney, you need to talk to your prosecutor about how they want this to play out. And so it's good interaction. Like, for example, Beaver County, their prosecutors are always there, and it is helpful, I think, for everyone. So if you're available, you know, and want to join, please do.
Okay, thanks. Let's see, CJC's got their conference coming up. On the calendar, we've got a visual trial skills, and we're going to do that here. And on the training schedule, it says that it's 4 days. It's not actually going to be 4 days. That's just the block of time that we've blocked out. But what we anticipate, we're going to keep it small just for this first time, like 10 to 15 students, so that we can be really hands-on. But what we've talked about doing is just like advanced PowerPoint, Camtasia, some other video editing software that the prosecutors can use to make their trial much more visual. And so we haven't sent that out yet because I got to finalize, put together the agenda. But probably what we'll do is, because we're going to limit the number, is it will be like maybe one person, you know, from the bigger offices if they want to come. But we will be launching that. We haven't done that before.
So the actual dates are the 9th and 10th.
9th and 10th, yeah, okay.
You do have to be word proficient to attend.
I'll just point that out. Is that just word?
Yes, credit for that. Humor goes to Jared. Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to identify. There's some really good online YouTube videos about basic PowerPoint. And what we're going to say is, you need to come with this basic level of proficiency. Like the course that I went to, it was assuming you knew nothing about it. Here's how you open PowerPoint. Here's how you create a slide. Here's how you insert. And you know, we want people coming already knowing how to do that, just so we can focus on some more of the advanced type stuff. And so we'll see how it goes. That's gonna be our advanced trial skills. I think as a group we talked about it, that, you know, just getting people to come to an advanced trial skills class. They don't like to do homework. And yet we have so many young prosecutors that really need that advanced trial skills. We may want to think about, you know, going back to the traditional advanced trial skills, where it's, Tyson pointed out, we could basically do basic all over again, you know, tweak it a little bit and call it advanced trial skills. But that may be something that we'll talk with the training committee about and see, you know, for next year if they want to do that.
We'll play to all of your egos by calling it advanced and then just send you through basic.
Well, yeah. That's what he called advanced. He just
trials. But some of the benefit of that, I think as far as the advanced trial skills, are really applicable to certain crime categories.
Right, right.
You know, where our prosecutors feel, you know, like the sex assault category or homicide, or where they just feel overwhelmed by it, you know, due to lack of experience or exposure to it, depending on which areas they come from. I know Salt Lake County, they only get one or two homicides a year, and so, you know, sometimes there's that need.
What is
exactly. So be thinking about that as we explore doing an advanced course, right, and where that might best be beneficial.
And I and a couple others were getting some advanced cross-examination training in 2 weeks. And I'm looking forward to that, to see how we can incorporate that into basic, but that we might parlay that into, you know, more of an advanced trial skills course. And so we're trying to develop some expertise, you know, around the state and among ourselves, so that we can have, you know, really impactful, weighty, or, you know, helpful courses. Okay, Marilyn, do you want to talk about UPAA?
UPAA, you'll see the dates there, June 22nd through the 24th. It's going to be at Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. The agenda is set. 44 are registered already, so your assistants are excited to go there. That's really all.
Okay. And then August is basic, but we will have met before we hold basic. So again, just encourage, you know, if you've got new attorneys in your office, send them to basic. We have not decided who our faculty, we haven't had a faculty meeting yet. One of the goals of Train the Trainer was to work on faculty for basic. And so we'll be meeting and seeing who we're gonna invite to be faculty at basic. I don't know, is there anything else, Marilyn, we need to talk about for training?
Civil conference isn't on there. It's going to be in St. George as well, and that training committee just met and Darcy is putting together the, or setting up the draft agenda that was developed, so we'll get that on the schedule.
Okay.
And that's October, I believe, 16th through the 18th, something like that, the middle of October. At the Hilton Garden.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I don't know how I missed it, okay.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, next up, the UPAA report.
I just gave it.
All the training, where the training is. Then we'll move on to the resource prosecutor reports.
Okay, so I'll refer to you with to the written material, which just lists, you know, where I've been and what I've been doing. One of the changes this past quarter that went into play that has kind of snowballed into some other changes that I need to make is we did two offsite trainings for the 3-day sex crimes course last year, and Director Stevenson from Post attended both of those and then asked me, says, how many of these can you do a year? And I said, well, let's talk about that because it's not just me doing it. We use a lot of instructors from different agencies, and these agencies have been gracious and able and supportive, both financially and time-wise and manpower. So we've got a rotating 4-session schedule, which includes a course in January and February, and then in September and October. And it flips so that we can hit different corners of the state. The problem with that is, of course, you know, it makes things really crazy busy during the legislative session, which is hard for a lot of people, myself included. So that, we did that, we had two this spring, and we also did a major update of our curriculum. Some of it doesn't change, but some of it does, so we took a look at that and did an update of that. So my first quarter was honestly crazy. I still feel like I'm hanging on the fringe of crazy. As far as getting that done, we also did the Train the Trainer and then Spring Conference, and then I'm on the Crime Victims Council, and I've been co-chairing the Crime Victims Council Conference, which is next week. And so through all of that, I did reach out to Jeff Beeman about, I'm the representative for SWAP and have loved doing that and being that and holding that seat on the council, but I feel like my spring with this new course training material is now so full that I'm not sure I'm the best person to fill that seat, that I'm just spread so thin, my availability is very limited. And of course, my funding and focus is Utah training law enforcement, and I want to make sure that I'm fulfilling that responsibility. So those of you that are staying for SWAP, there'll be some discussion about, you know, whether or not to perhaps have someone else take that role on. I'll still stay involved with the council because that's part of my role as far as victim issues, but I'm not sure that I should be the one holding that seat and giving that input on behalf of SWAP. So that's kind of tangential, but it's because of that, and that discussion to follow is because of our spring schedule. And then of course we go right from spring schedule and spring conference into legislative update travel, and you know, so like I said, I'm crazy, but most of you knew that before anyway.
Because you use Word.
Yes.
Can I ask, Moise, I thought we were replacing you. Are you saying you might want to stay? Or?
It's not a matter of want, it's a matter of need. Like, okay. if there is no one who can or will take that on, then I will continue, but just understanding, with everyone understanding what the limitations are and how spread thin it is. Because there may be, and perhaps a lot of you may feel like there needs to be more involvement than what I can provide. So
is that your very polite Canadian way of saying, yes, I need to be replaced?
Somewhat so. It's my way of saying, I'm all in,
for sure.
But I'm mostly out is the problem. But I'm all in if I can be in, and if that works, you know, then with that limitation. Does that make sense?
Do we need that?
No, I'm not sure.
Now you're not sure.
Please replace her. I'd say from SWAP's perspective, if someone on UPC is interested, we'd love to have you stay, and it's one of the first things on our agenda.
Okay.
Are you too busy?
Yes.
Do we need another person?
Yes.
Let's get another person.
Yeah, the spring is
very
just
succinct.
What's that?
Very succinct.
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah. I mean, who would be some people that could take your place, Marlise, of the prosecution community? I mean, it doesn't have to be like a sitting council member or sitting SWAT board member.
Right. And the benefit, and I've talked to James and as he's on, the benefit but also the responsibility that comes with that seat is it is a very active working council. You know, we don't just meet for lunch quarterly, although we do for our meetings, but it is very active working. Of course, legislative session, like everything, we're super involved. And that's the hard part, is finding someone who is willing, given that everybody has their jobs and their roles, right? Who can and will be involved. So I haven't really thought about a good replacement. I don't know if James is. I just talked to him this morning about it because he saw it on the agenda and he called me because I'm the vice chair of the council currently, and he's like, Marlise, what's going on? And I feel terrible, and my apologies to him before and again that I didn't, I've been running and haven't even had a chance to talk to him about it.
So who are you know, victim-centric prosecutors that are passionate? And I mean, anybody. I know when Margaret walked in, I know Ivy's pretty passionate about victim rights. What about anybody?
Anna Rossi's over our division director over several divisions, including the special victims.
Yeah.
This is a swap appointment, right?
Yeah.
So
it is.
It's not
so
like
we
don't
give need
them
to
ideas.
Yeah,
right.
That's all I'm doing is if we can funnel some ideas to Jeff so that, you know, when swap meets, they're not, you know, starting cold.
They do have the ability in their technology for people to join remotely, but like we know, even with this meeting, it's just so much more effective if we're in person. And so, you know, certainly it could be someone outside the Wasatch Front, but having their ability to join and be there in person at least half the time. And again, it's a working committee, and most of that work is happening in the core of the state, which is our area. So
what's the schedule? What has been your schedule? I mean,
so we do meet quarterly. We have subcommittees. We have the conference planning subcommittee, and we have the legislative subcommittee. Obviously, the legislative subcommittee is more busy during legislative session, but they try to stay, you know, involved as far as interim activities as well. And then the conference committee, likewise, it goes all year round to prepare for the next conference. And so those committees will set their own meetings. We try to align them with the council meetings, which are quarterly, so that people can block out time and not be, you know, jumping on. But that just depends on the subcommittee, what they're able to do.
How many hours a month or quarter do you think you're putting in?
Our council meetings are from noon to 2 quarterly, and then a legislative. We have those meetings. Those go two and a half hours every week.
During the session.
But I mean, we've all been involved, and we all know that during the session, it's just, you know, that's just time consuming, no matter which angle you're involved in. Mm-hmm. The conference planning committee is a lot of time as well. And we've got it fine-tuned because I've chaired it multiple times. And so we have the file of the documents and the things that get sent out. And we've tried to set it up almost formulaically. Like, these are the things that need to happen this month and this month and this month. But it just takes time to keep that rolling. The support staff at UOBC is phenomenal. Michelle Hill, who helps with the conference, is truly amazing. And between, you know, Yvette, she and I are co-chairing the council or the conference this year. Between her backlog and court demands and then my running crazy with training, Rochelle is just, she's kept that ball rolling, and we're gonna have a great conference. So there is support, it takes time and coordination. And one of the difficult things for me is my busyness often isn't in the office. And so I'm on the road and traveling and then trying to keep up with it as well. And so that just adds that additional dynamic.
Okay. So we'll let SWAP come up with a name, unless we want to suggest anything here.
And do we submit the name through you, or how do we submit the name?
Whoever SWAP appoints, and I think James is going to be at the swap meeting. He's the chair of the council, so then he'll just update that information. We'll get them on the invite list, and they'll be ready to roll.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, anything else, Marlies? How'd that sex crimes investigation that you went to?
It was really good. So NDAA and UPC sent multiple attorneys to attend.